Unit 14, Job Cuts. During the economic crisis in America, many companies were forced to sell off all their stocks to avoid losing everything. During this time, ruthless lawyers were brought in to help save failing companies and banks. Mr. Evans was a lawyer who graduated from Harvard with honors. He was brought into the government to determine what labor practices and employees could be cut from the banking sector. Mr. Evans first advised that civil servant positions be cut so that the government no longer had to pay the salaries of these people. Overnight, many capable police officers, construction workers, and other government employees found themselves without a job. The Department of Agriculture was dissolved and merged with the Food and Drug Administration, and in the process, thousands of jobs were lost. These poor people had to go with their accountants, and ask for assistance since they still had a lot of debt that needed paying off, which they could no longer afford. As jobs became more difficult to find, people tried finding work in unlikely places. Police officers became barbers at the local hair salon, and office workers became painters. They were hard times. Families were unable to sleep soundly at night since they did not know if they would have a definite source of income to live off of in the coming months. Those people who had gone out on a limb and tried to open their own small businesses often were forced to declare bankruptcy and sell off their dreams. The manufacturing sector was hit the hardest, especially in factories and companies that made automobiles. These factories could not even be modified to build something that was in higher demand since they were specialized for automobiles only. It was a very difficult interval in American history in which many dreams were completely shattered. Property values decreased, and families had to sell off their homes all across America. During all of this, the people demanded that those responsible for the economic downturn be put on trial for their actions. Many turned to prayer and worship, hoping that God would help get them their jobs back so that they could live comfortably once again.